volleyball player.
Okay.
Why am I going to come to Montana State and play for you?
Well, I think you look around campus, and I think you look around Bozeman and the valley here, and it's gorgeous. First off, I think we definitely have an opportunity here to sell the academic side of things. For what I've seen from the facilities are terrific. I think all of those things are going to play a role, but what I'm going to sell to you is the opportunity to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself. And I think I'm going to make sure you know what the vision of our program is. The vision of this, what I see the vision is to compete for that Big Sky championship on a year-to-year basis. And then if we can do that, then I think we can compete and get ourselves into the NCAA tournament. And then, we'll see what happens then. But our ultimate goal is my goal as a recruiter is to help you understand that you can be part of something bigger. And being part of this team that's going to work hard, is going to work for championships, is going to be a family. And I think those are the big things that I would push as a head coach, as leading this program and talking with our recruits.
Do you guys have Jimmy's question?
Yeah, we do. what do you do to build team chemistry?
I think there's a lot of things that a person can do, but I think first and foremost is developing within the team this an honest communications. I think it's making sure that the players understand how decisions are being made, why decisions are being made, that you have a belief in them, and that they can continue to grow and learn within the program. I think there's some formal things that you can do, but I think a lot of the I think as a student athlete, I don't know if you necessarily remember this game or this point or the you guys will remember this bus trip. You guys will remember the preseason tournament we went to this place, or honestly, the last time I was here in Bozeman was in 2003 as an assistant coach at Marquette. And you ask the girls who played on that team, the one thing they remember is we lost one of the matches we played here. They remember our head coach having about an hour and 15 minute discussion outside of the building, and they remember watching the sunset the entire time. So that's what they remember. They don't necessarily remember, but that's what I think those are things that you develop, those type of situations.
You got a whole list of them,
Marie Long. Keep going. When was your last vacation and where was it?
Really? Wow. Sorry, this is probably taking much longer than it should. My last vacation was going home to see my family back in Wisconsin. Every summer, my cousin and I have put together a family golf outing that we'll have a weekend where it's obviously our family, and then we've invited friends, but I would say that's probably my last vacation, yeah.
Hey, believe it or not, the local golf course opened yesterday.
They were golfing in Denver yesterday, too. Yeah. Polo shirts, khakis. This has been one of the oddest winters I've seen.
Yeah, it's the second January that we've opened in the last 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going golfing after this. Oh. I think they knew that, right?
I did already know that. Do you want to ask your questions? I'm just reading.
Well, you're a good reader. Question about recruiting.
Okay.
On the current team, we have no player from Montana.
Okay.
What could you do to help improve the level of volleyball in Montana so that we can have some players on our team?
Gotcha. I think it's important as the head coach of the Montana State program is to get out there and connect with the high school coaches. My understanding is that there's to go along with that, I should say, my understanding is that there aren't very many club programs within the state. And I think one of the things that a person could do is certainly help develop a club program within the Bozeman area. And if you have some success there, be able to spread that out towards other areas of the state. But I think it's part of our responsibility as a collegiate program is to offer some coaching clinics, offer some clinics for our high school age kids, elementary age kids. And then another thought I had is if there's people who are interested in learning more about the game, host some adult clinics too, have them come in and play. Teach them some more about the game. I think it's our responsibility to help educate the folks here in the state of Montana about not only Montana State volleyball, but volleyball in general. While I was at Indiana State, one of the things that I really liked was as part of our preseason practices, we opened it up and it became a coaching clinic, and we put together materials to hand out to each of the coaches. And basically, we went through a practice with the coaches in the stands. We could answer any questions that they would have throughout, but it was a typical practice that we would have. And I felt like we made a really nice connection and helped a lot of high school coaches develop their programs along the way, too.
How do you feel so far with meeting the administration? How do you feel your fit would be here in that aspect?
At this point, really good. It maybe not so much in meeting everybody, but going the process of the interviewing has been. I appreciate I think it's been very professional. I appreciate the open forum like this. I think it makes the process transparent, and it shows to me the amount of support that is available here within Montana State, Bozeman, and within the athletic department. I honestly appreciate that portion of things.
What would you do the first week you're here?
The first thing that I need to do is I need to spend time getting to know the team and getting to know the team members. There would be a lot of video that I would need to be watching so I can evaluate and make some decisions in terms of the direction that we can go. I think that would be a big starting point. From there, I think I can make some decisions regarding staffing. I think that's another big step in the right direction is need to make some staffing type decisions. I'd want to do some exploring around the community. I would want to find a place to live and those sorts of things. I'm not sure if Mr. Fields would allow me to sleep in the offices and those sorts of things, but I think those would be. I'd want to get out in the community a little bit, check things out, see things, meet people, introduce myself. Those are all things that I would be looking to do. And then I would need to connect with recruits. I would need to connect with the four incoming 2012 class members. And then in speaking with Jen and Scott, I would need to see where we're at with the 2012 class and get things moving forward with that. That would be on my agenda for the first week. If I could accomplish it in one week, that would be amazing. But those would be the things I would be looking to do right off the bat.
What's one of your things that you're going to do team-wise? Like, are you planning on bringing in your own recruits and revamping the entire team, or are you going to work with what you have as well? Or are you going to change the philosophy? Or you're obviously going to come in with a philosophy, but are you going to completely revamp it your way, or?
All things that I think I would have a difficult time answering immediately, but I think that's what that first week would be spent doing is kind of evaluating things and where things are at. You know, we've had coaching at the University of Denver, we've had a lot of success with our swing blocking system. We were 24th in the nation this past year with our blocks per set. One of our middle blockers finished fourth in the nation with, I believe, 1.58 blocks per set. I would need to, is that something I would look to do? Perhaps, but I need to first evaluate whether or not the players would be able to fit that type of system. In terms of bringing in my own people and that sort of thing, again, I think that's something I would need to sit down and have evaluate, discuss, talk with everybody about. There's good and there's bad about it. I think a complete flip isn't going to be very good. You're starting completely new, and I think there's some good things that are available from what I've seen within the team. But at the same time, I think continuing some continuity is a good thing and may help speed the transition process along. But again, those are things that I would need to evaluate and look at.
Jenny has a couple other questions here. So, what books have you read that have made the most impact on your life?
Perfect. I know this one. I read a lot. So I really like Good to Great. I read a lot of business/leadership type books. So Good to Great is one of them. Iconoclast, Malcolm Gladwell. Is another. I Moneyball is a really good book to read. Kept me engaged for sure, and then also just how they looked at things differently. I thought that was pretty unique. What were some of the other ones I had said before? we had talked about this dirt bike.
I know, that's why I hate this.
The team at Denver always used to kid me on road trips because, we get on the plane and I've got my leadership books they would always look at me and go, Todd, when are you going to read some fun books? And I'm like, what are you talking? These are fun. I like these. So I like reading. I like reading some biographies. Being from Wisconsin, I read When Pride Still Matters by... what's the author's name? It's about Vince Lombardi. I've got a pretty extensive library at this point. Not many fun books, though.
The other question she's got here is, in your system, what is the role of a team captain? And do you appoint, or does the team elect a captain?
Captains are I would have, I think there needs to be a floor captain, and I've operated within a 5-1 system, 5-1 system being that the setter's on the floor the entire time. With the setter on the floor the entire time, I want her to be my floor captain so she can help communicate and have discussions with our officials. Hopefully her and I are on the same page and she can get my message across and can explain to me what the official wants me to know. In terms of captains, I think it's something that needs to be earned. I think captains are a wonderful title, but I'm not gonna give somebody a captainship simply because they're a senior. This past year, our setter Julia Cothro was our floor captain, and then our other captain was Alyssa Benelli, who was a senior, and she really earned that role and that title. From her freshman year through her senior year, her development was tremendous. And her senior year, I felt she took terrific ownership of the program and of the team. She looked out for, she put herself, her needs behind the needs of others. Any decision that she would make was not her own decision. It was based on what she felt the team needed. And I think that's in my mind is what I need out of a captain. I've been a part of where we've voted on it as a team. I've been a part where we've made the decision as a staff. I think there's some pitfalls in both of those. I think if the team votes on it, you could have a popularity contest. It might not necessarily be the person that's going to be the best leader. I think if I make the decision and, it's a decision that the team doesn't agree with, then there's some resentment that could occur there. So I think it's communications with the team, with the staff, and then coming to the decision. Ultimately, I think the top leaders on your team are going to come to the surface. And I think those are the ones that earn the right to have that title of being captain.
What's your philosophy kind of on keeping balance in your student-athletes' lives?
I think it's incredibly important. I think if there's an imbalance in one part of their lives, it's going to affect the other parts of their lives as well. If they're having struggles in classes, I can almost guarantee you that at some point it's going to show itself in the gym training at some point during a match. If there's relationships, the same thing. If they're struggling on the court, they're going to spend time thinking about that, which takes away from their success in the classroom. So I think it's incredibly important that we as a staff make sure that we're on top of those things. We're staying in tune with our team members, utilizing our captains, utilizing staff members to make sure everything is good, is keeping that good balance. Helping them, providing them resources, providing them an outlet to, sometimes the team just needs to vent. And that ultimately helps them get themselves back into balance. But just being there and offering resources to help them get themselves back into balance.
So Denver is pretty much, University of Denver is pretty much in Denver. How's the transition going to be when you come here to a small town, smaller community that think there is a lot of support here for athletics, but other than that, it's a very small community. How is that going to be for a transition?
I grew up in a small community, 5,000 people, a farming community where everybody knows you, everybody knows your business, that sort of thing. I feel comfortable in that environment. I'm really excited about it. The thing, University of Denver, our sport programs, DU's hockey program is, I want to say, ranked 13th in the nation right now. They have they're a national championship contender each and every year. There's very few people in the city of Denver who understand that, because you have the Broncos, you have the Rockies, you have the Nuggets, you have the Avalanche. So I think I'm excited about being in a place where collegiate athletics are as important as they are at the forefront of everything that's part of the Bozeman community. I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to that. Our media relations people have to work incredibly hard to get the DU name out, even in the city of Denver. Okay? So I'm looking forward to a little recognition when I walk down the street and go, hey, I think that's going to be fun.
It is.
Yeah.
Beyond athletic ability, what's an important character trait for a volleyball player?
I believe volleyball is probably the most team-oriented sport that there is. You've got six athletes in a confined space of 900 square feet working together, of which not one of those athletes can dominate the ball. Okay, it has to, one contact has to lead to the second contact, has to lead to that third contact. So I would say teamwork is probably the most important other component other than athletic ability. Hard work is another component, conscientiousness, engagement. But I think ultimately, if you don't function on that court as a team, you're not going to have success. One person cannot take over a volleyball match. The rules don't permit it. She can't pass, then set to herself, and then attack. And as you go through the rotation, she's going to end up in the back row as well. So I think you need to have a quality group working together as a solid team. Sure.
How would you interact with Booster Club? We have actually specific clubs for each sport.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a sign-up club for volleyball. How would you interact with that club? And what role could they play in helping you?
You know, I would want to get to know them. I would want to make myself available to them, and I'd want to speak to them when the opportunities presented themselves. I'd want to want them to get to know our athletes as well. I think as the head coach, I think I'm a bit of a figurehead, but ultimately I think the best representatives of our program will be our team members. So I'd want them to get to know our team members as well. I would want them, after matches, I would want to, obviously I'd want them to come to all of our matches. I'd want them to be there and be loud, be encouraging, give ourselves the home court advantage. And I would want to engage with them after matches as well. From a fundraising standpoint, they could very well be able to help us with some of those types of things. You know, I think there's plenty of things that a college volleyball program can do that'll enhance the experience of the student athletes. I know, one of those things would be looking into taking a foreign tour at some point. I think any type of locker room enhancement only adds to the attraction for recruits, which then can help your program be better. So those are some of the things that I would be looking to do with the Booster Club. Beyond that, I think there's some connections within the Booster Club that could help our student athletes in terms of potential internships, helping them with making connections for life after Montana State. Those type of things. I think those are lifelong connections that you can make and hopefully be advantageous to both parties.
Can you tell us a little bit about the role that collegiate athletics plays in teaching character?
That's a great question. I think collegiate athletics might be the greatest teacher of character. I think on a daily basis, our student athletes are presented with choices, and they have choices of they can, if they make one choice, they get this result. If they make this choice, they get another result, good or bad, and they get to find that out on a pretty quick turnaround. I think the discipline of hard work, of struggling, is incredibly important. I think, and I'll use myself as an example. I think growing up on a farm and having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to milk cows before I had to go to school, I hated it at the time. Now I look back on it. Thank goodness I was able to do that and learn those lessons, and I think it's made me a much better person. It's that background, I think, has helped me be the person I am. I embrace hard work. I don't know if that would have been the case if I had grown up someplace else and not had those types of responsibilities. I saw firsthand that, you know, if I make a choice, it impacts this. If I make another choice, it impacts this. And I think that's the same thing within college athletics as well. You can choose to go into the weight room and do things half speed. You know what? You're going to step out on the volleyball court and you're not going to have success because that's a choice you made in the weight room as well. So I think developing that character, they get to make, there's day-to-day opportunities for them to develop that character. And I think, it, much like myself, I don't know if it gets appreciated at the time, but 3, 4, 5 years down the road, looking back on it, you really do say thank goodness.
What's your role as the head coach?
In developing that character?
Yeah.
Putting them in the situations that are gonna test them, challenge them. I think my role is coaching is teaching, and I'm going to take every opportunity I can to teach to teach them, one, how to play the game, two, how to interact with people, three, how to carry themselves, and hopefully those lessons will carry over into the rest of their lives. There's so many, you know, you have, that's probably my proudest, that's what makes me the most proud. Seeing our athletes, you begin recruiting them as sophomores, juniors in high school. They make a commitment to come to your school. You get to spend the next 4 years working with them, watching them develop, grow, mature, and knowing that you've played a part in that, it makes me incredibly proud. I think back to all of the kids from Indiana State, the kids from UMD, Indiana State, Marquette, and Denver, and I stay in touch with them. And I'm so proud of whom they've become and the contributions they continue to make to their families and to society in general.
One last piece.
Sure.
As a man, is it easier to teach those lessons to college women, or is it harder? Cool.
I don't, that's a good question. I don't know. Do you guys, tell me what you think. You think it's easier?
I think the boundaries are more well-defined, I guess. I think that you maybe would command a little bit more respect from the get-go, and then maybe, like, that's the way I think.
I think it is what you make the situation
right.
be.
Well, right.
I can answer it in generalized. You know, I can answer in some general terms. I think I can present myself as a father figure, and in that regard, maybe they look at me a little differently than they would as a female coach. But I think that's a very, very general type of statement. And you know, my job as a coach, whether male, female, pink, blue, whatever, I think my job is to provide them resources, give them direction, and provide an environment where they can feel that good self-confidence, increase their self-worth, help them take on challenges, and be there for them when they take on those challenges. I don't know if there's a difference between male and female, but I am what I am, and sorry to quote Popeye there, but that's, I don't know if there is a difference or not.
What's the one word that describes you?
Just one?
I mean, you can use other words to say why.
Oh, so there, okay. Well, that, all right, good. I'm glad that door opened. You know, I think I want to say upbeat and I want to say positive. I think those are the two. I always try to look at situations from the positive perspective. I try not to be opinionated about things. I always try to discover the reasonings behind things. And I truly do think the best of people. I think that's incredibly important as a coach. Can I use other words now? Is that okay? I think hardworking is another one. I think genuine, honest, And I know as an assistant coach, and this is loyal is another one that I know friends of mine or other colleagues have used. That's a word that they've used to describe me as well.
So being an assistant coach for as long as you have, do you feel you understand the concept of your assistant staff and the fact that they need to be like a bridge from, say, your team or like the captains to you?
Yeah.
And that you're ultimately not going to have that, say, relationship, that personal relationship as much with the players, because, you know, the head coach is always like
the heavy. You know, I do understand it. And I it's a role that I hope I can have a still, but I certainly understand the difference between sitting in this chair here as the assistant coach, as the bridge, as you said, as the connector, and this one here who has the responsibilities of making these types of decisions. I think this the past couple of months as interim head coach really brought that home for me, and I feel confident I'm ready for that. But I can certainly empathize with the assistant coaches, and I want that to be their role. I think my job as head coach is to help develop my assistant coaches in that role and help them grow into this role at some point. So I will certainly be able to empathize with them. I'll probably be a little jealous as well because they are able to have a little tighter relationship that way. But I think that's I'm ready for that. I'm definitely ready for that.
My last question is, your word was, you know, positive. Say you go into the year and you have these goals set and the team doesn't reach them. It was, you know, say a very hard season. It's very hard transition. What positives, will you be able to take positives, and is your willingness to change for the next year to bring in new attributes to hopefully get to that success?
Well, if we didn't do well, then I'm going to be looking to do some changing. But I think you always, I'm a big, big believer in that the process is ultimately more important than the end result. I think there's so much learning that occurs throughout the process of things that if you're doing those right, you'll get that end result, okay? So let's say we go through a season and we don't have the end result we wanted. The goals that we had set early on, we weren't able to reach. Then we need to go back and we need to re-examine that process and we need to figure it out and probably change some things within that process to hopefully get to that end product that we're looking for. I think self-evaluation and at the end of things is incredibly important to learn and grow. And throughout, it's about learning, and you have to have a thirst for knowledge, and sometimes that you look back on things and that knowledge is, you know what, you weren't really good right there. Okay, what do I need to do better and how can I change? So that's the positives that I'll take from it. Ultimately, yes, I want to win, and I think that's a huge, huge part of your guys' experience here at Montana State. But I think there's positives, I think there's positives in failure. Sometimes, you learn what you did wrong, and then so when the next time comes around, you can be better.